Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today is Friday, May 22nd. We're almost half a century year already. Wow. Because I'm almost half a century old. Oh, wow. Okay, that's another whole issue, another whole story, and we'll see how that pans out later as we go into June. Anyway, this is, as I said, Purpose Talk Radio, and you are listening live, hopefully. If not, and you're listening in the archives, that's wonderful, too. And there's a couple ways that you can get involved in the show. The first one is to go down to the chat room, which is, if you scroll down on the page, it's scrolling around for me and deciding to have an attitude. So we'll see if it actually decides to completely open up or if it opens up for you. The other way is to shortly go over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, where what happens is people can comment over there directly on the pinned thread that we have up. It stays up there indefinitely. That does not come down. And essentially what it is then is that you can comment while if you're listening in the archives, too. It doesn't matter. Based on that information, the other is to come in on the phone line by dialing 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you're listening on Skype, you can do that as well. And if you're calling in on the phone or on Skype, please do press the number 1. So that I know that you are wanting to speak to me and anyone else that might be on the line. Today, our show is called When Glass Shatters. And that comes out of, again, a personal experience today. Very last minute, had no idea what I'm doing. And you know what? Every time that happens, I get really surprised. Interesting part about that then is that, you know, I totally let spirit guide lead this show. It's anybody's game then. So I invite you to be part of this show as well. The song that you heard on the air was called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity, the vocalist there. One of the co-writers is Jillian Clark, as well as another co-writer is Rachel Martinez and myself on that song. You can find it, as well as a couple other songs that we've written, over on the website, Purpose Talk, at truetrinity.com, TrueTrinity.com. The Facebook page for Purpose Talk Radio is just called simply that, Purpose Talk Radio. The website is PurposeTalkRadio.com, PURPOSE. TalkRadio.com. And that means there's lots of ways you can reach me directly by leaving messages at any of those, emailing me at Cindy, C-I-M-E-Y, at purposetalkradio.com. That would be fine as well. You know, the interesting part is that if you want to find me, it's pretty simple. I am all over Facebook with some other things as well. My personal page, as well as my other pages, co-admitting the True Trinity page, also my page for social media, one for editing, writing, graphic design, one for, oh man, what else do I have out there? Okay, I have several sites. Facebook page is writer, editor, proofreader, one that's True Visions Media, one that's social media coach and consultant, and of course my own. So feel free to reach me any way that you might like. And if you might, the reason you might want to do that is maybe you want to be a guest on the show. Maybe you are living your purpose. And whether that be from somebody who's coming on to somebody of a Fortune 500, 5 million, you got to up those antes a little bit, company, it doesn't matter. If you are living your purpose, I'd love to have you be a guest on the show. And what my guests typically do is share how they came to know their purpose, what their purpose is, and maybe some suggestions of how others can live their purpose as well. It's fairly painless. We just have a dialogue. I got a little lax on my scheduling guests at this point because of school ending, and now that summer is here, I just finished my classes this past Monday. Yay! I can move toward filling some of those guest spots now and pay a little more time. I have got a list of awesome people I want to get on the show and just have not had the time on how to get them scheduled because I was so hyper-focused on what I was doing in the school year. So I look forward to scheduling them and having some awesome people out there for you to listen to. But you're not always listening to me. Yes, I have lots of information. I have lots of background. But I'd love to have other people on as well and share their experiences. As they say in our 12-step programs, their experience, strength, and hope. So that you also can have that and be able to look at those experiences and whatever you want to do with your life. So, I'm going to make this, you know, it was fairly interesting today. Because, once again, I didn't really have a topic for the show. I tend to let spirit guide what it's going to be. I even considered there was another show that I had kind of thought I was going to replay. And at the very last minute, as often happens around here, something happened for me that made this, gave me the topic for today and made me really think and focus on what's happening in my life, and how maybe it can pertain to your life as well. I'm working at my church office quite a bit lately, doing a lot with social media and the web and things like that. And gratefully, I'm allowed to use the internet here to do the show, or I could have gone over to school, but this is much closer and it allows me better access to things. So today, they were rearranging one of the rooms to make it more of a conference room and less of an office by taking out a desk and putting in a table. So on the desk was a piece of glass, which got set up against it so it wouldn't break. Then I looked at the carpet and said, oh, this needs to be vacuumed. Mind you, if it were my house, I would just like it alone, but this is the office, so it gets taken care of. Brought the vacuum in, hit the piece of glass, kind of reached for it, then decided to let it go, and of course it shattered. It broke, it cracked into many, many, many pieces, and yet it was such a thick piece of glass that there were also large pieces, and medium pieces, and very sharp pieces, some that weren't so sharp. And as I looked at that floor, I thought, wow. Well, the things are a lot like life. The weird pieces, we have this net, almost a net floor cover here, and which means it's kind of open and things can fall through the holes and go into the floor itself, which is kind of a corrugated floor. It's really kind of interesting. It could be another layer of carpet, and things go right into the floor. I'm not even sure. But of course, you know, we could pick up the large pieces and we could figure out, you know, throw them out, going to cut them down for something else, maybe a plant stand, whatever. No, we ended up throwing it all out. And then, of course, there's the little pieces and how to get those cleaned up. Is it better to sweep them up? Is it better to vacuum them up? You know, we decided that if we swept them, they might fall through this little floor covering that we've got and into the hole. And then there's a glass there for when it was taken off or whatever. I mean, it's just a whole lot of interesting pieces of the puzzle here. And at the same time, you know, I've looked at a lot of people call a grief process in that. And I was just talking to someone because you're starting a grief group at church here. And you know, you're talking about, of course, the big child, spouse, family member, or good friend. You know, those things that tend to really impact us for at least a short period of time. And those anniversary days that come by and all that. And trying to decide, you know, who group that you want it to be of a loss of those significant people, and maybe some other time of pets or jobs or things like that that also are at issue and a loss. And we said, you know, how many times in a day, a week, a month, even an hour, do we go through personal losses? How many times in a day, a week, a month, a year, do we go through those personal glass shatters? And have to process, you know, oh man, that's stupid. How can I possibly have put that glass of back as it? Why didn't I remember it was there and we just did this 15 minutes ago? Then go through the process down to the acceptance of, okay, I hit it, it broke. There's nothing that can be done about it. You can just clean it up and move forward, or make the best of what's remaining and move forward. There are so many times in our lives that we do that. There are so many things that we get to decide if we're going to reach out for that glass and catch it. To look at that situation that we might be going through and realize that, yeah, we can catch it, we can make a difference, or we have to just ignore it and find out that we have no choice but to let it fall, crash, and shatter. Yeah, because what we can do at any time is stop that breaking. Like my switchboard has gone out on me, so I'm hoping I am still broadcasting. I'll find out in a moment as I call into my own show and see what's happening. Anyway, so you know, you can turn that around. Like I said, you can reach out and say, hey, I know it's going to happen. How am I going to stop it? Or you can just let it happen and hope for the best. And then clean up the pieces. And grab whatever is still available and use it. You just never know what that's going to bring, what life's going to bring. So if you want to, you know, share some of your experiences, your shattered glass experiences, please give me a call. Come on in. At 347-205-9074. Or press 1 if you're listening on Skype, because I can't tell if you're there. And hopefully, Crazy Switchboard will decide to show me that there's somebody there. Or let me know on Facebook if they're there. Aha! Came back. Thank you, Switchboard. You know, I love when things go the way they're supposed to go, instead of just arbitrarily. Anyway. So, back to the show. Now that I know for sure it's broadcast. We look at a variety of things. And the other piece of that shattered glass is we look at how valuable our next step is going to be, our action is going to be. Will it help the situation or make it worse? If I had reached for that glass, would it have been any better? Would I have stopped it from shattering? Or would I have made it worse because I would have had a very bloody hand? I don't know. It wasn't very thin, so well, I might have been able to catch it and stop it. But I really didn't think so. Was it, you know, was I kind of reached for it and then just missed it, you know? So how often do we go through that? I contend that we kind of do that even first thing in the morning when we get up. We make those decisions of whether we're going to get up, move forward, be on time for work or school or meeting friends, whether we're going to eat breakfast or run out the door, how many times you might brush your teeth or going to stop in the bathroom one last time, or stand under the shower for just a few more minutes because, oh, that feels so good on those sore muscles because it's so humid outside. Those are the types of things we go through every day that are like glass. Is that gentle protection that things are happening, and or we can change it. That's all it does. It's really a really simple process. Huh. It's only a simple process if we allow it to be. And we start using our intuition, and we allow that gut feeling that we get when something happens to move forward and move us forward. Well, we've got intuition for a reason. Some people call it intuition, God spirit, what else do they call it? Just that gut feeling. Boy, I'm suddenly blanking out on what other terminology people give it. Spirit-led consciousness. Yeah, all those kinds of things. What other names do we have it? Type something in the chat room if you're thinking about it. If you got a name for me. Wow, I am wiping out. Sorry, folks. Okay, so let's move forward. Good decision. And in this split second. And then after, when there's some resulting, then we go back and we reassess the situation and say, did we do things well? Did we make the decision we should have? Or, you know, what was the, was it worth the change that we went through and what we did? And I'm out of this building today. And we really shouldn't be. I don't know why that's the case. So we need to go through a walk and check. There we go. There we go. There's one of those maybe glass shattering situations that I get to go through. As I sit here in a room where just there shouldn't be anybody. And there's been people in and out of here all day today.
So anyway, so there is the, you know, the end result of that. Sorry for the pause there as things disconnected.
So we look at that and say, okay, you know, based on that decision of staying in the shower a little longer, what does that mean? Does that mean you had to stay later at work? Does that mean you ended up being late for work or school or whatever? Or does that just mean, man, you got to feel really good that day because your muscles got that extra TLC that they might have needed? There are so many options every time we turn around and every time we be a part of things. So, I really don't have a lot to say on this topic. Just that to look at shattered glass as an opportunity. To decide every single day, every single moment of what you're going to do with it. All right, let's put that in perspective. I know a lot of people out there are unemployed or looking to transition their jobs and their careers and their pathways and their spirituality or their home life. And I think one of the things I really like to do that makes life a little easier is to profound with. And not just a okay, so I'm looking at buying a house. Let's just use an example. And, okay, if I buy a house, in the immediate answer are all the positives, negatives, pros, cons to the situation. I can say, oh, I get my own living space. I can arrange my own schedule. I don't have to worry about somebody coming in for inspection. At the same time, I have to do my own inspections and make sure the electricity and the plumbing are working correctly and adequately. I have to pay my own utilities. Maybe it's not lumped into my rent. And that means it could fluctuate every month instead of being something stable and consistent. I have to plow the driveway, mow the lawn, do these kinds of things that if I'm renting or doing something, I probably don't have to do that kind of stuff. But I go beyond that. I kind of do it like a geometry puzzle sometimes. Okay, so I'm going to buy a house. And if I buy the house, if I even break it down more, I'm looking to pay this amount or this amount. No. I'm looking to live in this neighborhood or this neighborhood. I'm looking to have, this many bedrooms or that many bedrooms. Same with the bathroom. Look at those kinds of things and say, if I decide this or find this option, this may happen. And there's a longer list and a sub-list. Of pros and cons. Step reaching out for the glass and either seeing where it falls or not. It's manifesting what I want or just letting it be and letting the universe have it happen. I think sometimes it's great. It's always great to have a picture of what you want. It's always great to say, yeah, I have this dream, this goal, this passion, this thing that I want to work toward. I have this purpose that I want to fulfill, and I know I need to fulfill. And then there are those times that you just, I don't want to make that decision. I'm just going to let it be. See what happens. And it's not in my hands. It's not my responsibility anymore. I've got to take my hands off the wheel and trust that the car is going to go straight. Be the one to control everything and its outcome. I can't be putting my hand under that in the hopes that maybe I can change the situation. Sometimes we just have to let purpose take over. I might love one day to be riding a motorcycle. Might have heard the noise, the sounds out there. I live in Milwaukee, it's Harley Davidson country. Would I love that kind of bike and that kind of power and that freedom to be riding around? Sure I would. Is it practical for me with my eyes the way they are, my life the way it is, to not have a vehicle and even driving and thinking of a bike? No. I can still dream that someday maybe that'll happen. Someday technology will get to the point where they're looking right now that there's auto-drive cars. I can dream that in the future there'll be an auto-drive bike. Okay? Sure, I can. Can I have it be manifest by picturing it? Maybe. Or talking to different companies or different blind organizations or other things, organizations that might help people with quote-unquote disabilities. Sure I can. And be one of those people to promote it or take statistics and find other people that might be interested in having that product or doing the same thing. And petition and have the laws change. All of it. Sure I can. Or can I just let it go and say, I've got other things that are more important to try to achieve. Right now, my goals, my dreams are to get my interpreting certification. And goals and my dreams are just up the road. It's Positive News Day, Positive News Month. Contact so many media outlets and get them involved. Hopefully, you all will be involved in that as well. Talk a little bit more about that in June. I need to clear my living space. You know, I've got a lot of stuff in it. It just needs to be cleared out and released and sent on to somebody else. So one, I can either bring in some new stuff, or two, just rearrange and get some different energy in my space. I've been in the same apartment for 25 years. And I'm not looking to move. I'm looking to change the energy in it. I want my goals to come true. And I guess I feel that if I don't make some alterations in my space, there is no space in other parts of my world for things to move and come in and help. Whether it be people or resources, what I need to achieve. You know, I've had a TV, a big screen TV, to use the monitor for a computer for a long time. And I haven't set it up. That's one of those things I want and need to do. It needs to get set up so that I can use it for its purpose. That I can watch the news. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Because the point of Positive News Day, Positive News Month, is that we get some positive news out there and not, you know, the tragedy. I can be a part of making news positive, things I can do and I can be a part of. I could go out and say, oh, yeah, someday it's going to happen. I know it will. Or for me, I can go out there and say, you know, I'm going to create this day, which was created 3 years ago. And I want people and news and media outlets to participate. And the first year it was really small. And the second year it was a little larger. Now this third year, I have been all over Facebook, liking all of the media pages I can. Gratefully, they lifted that, you know, that restriction that you can only like so many pages. So I've got a separate category for media outlets. And whether they're around me or further away or overseas. And every time I see someone share something that's a news media outlet, I make sure I like the page. And if I'm not on my phone, I can put category on it right away. If I'm on my phone, I have to go back and I'm going to have to categorize a lot of these groups and these pages that I've liked. So that when I set out a press release in June, which again is a step forward. It's not putting my hand out and catching that and not just letting it happen any way it wants. And encouraging news media to get involved and to have this positive stuff. And for the last 2 years, we've tried to have a song. It just didn't happen. We got at the tail end of the month last year. Well, you know what? We now have that song. It is ready and raring to go. It is there for people to share and buy and upload and do what they want to get encourage the media in their area to be more positive at times. Whatever. It's getting yourself out there. So if there's something that you want to have happen, you have a choice. Wait for it. Put your hand out and catch the situations and steer them in the direction you want. I'll forget about it. Just let it fall and crash and burn and Maybe from pieces you can figure out what can be resolved or other people can. You just never know. She can always be part of the solution. You can be part of the problem. As they say. You can catch the glass. You can have it fall and shatter. Or have it fall and hope it doesn't shatter. There's a positive spin on that. You can fall and you can hope it doesn't shatter. And it's possible it won't. It's possible you will have smidgens of all things pieces and so small that you can't pick them up with your hand. And so small that you can't see them with the naked eye. That only a vacuum cleaner. And when you get to something that's and you've got to be careful, you still need to protect yourself against glass coming into your hands or your eyes. Just like we always need to protect ourselves in general from the tiny, small energy particles called doubt and fear from getting into our lives. So some of the ways you can do that, kind of jumping a little bit category, but here's another little piece of it. When those things sneak in, you can let them happen and just let them build and get bigger and crash and whatever. You can turn around, you can pray, meditate, stop for a moment, do some grounding work, whatever that means for you. Sometimes it's praying, sometimes it's literally standing, sometimes it's just taking in a couple of deep breaths and saying, I am grounded to my source. Sometimes it's aligning chakra, if you know what that is or how that is. Sometimes just a simple, like the game show, phone a friend and talk and do something and find some, have your friend tell you a funny story or you share with one of them. Or go outside and scream or laugh. You know, it's amazing how much laughter will take away any of that stuff. You can start out fake at first. You can find a cartoon and just laugh at it. There's enough of those on YouTube. There's enough of those on Facebook. They're there. The next time you see one, take it. Pin it to you someplace where you'll be able to see it anytime you want. Send yourself an email. A private message to yourself that you have it. Okay? Whatever. And you can write it. And know that no matter how shattered and get another piece, you can rebuild or let it drop right there. Okay? Enough. It's all up to you. Well, this week, and always every week, I tend to give folks an affirmation for the week. And so the affirmation for this week, for this show, is I'm going to do, I am the many pieces of life, just like shattered glass. Is the many pieces that once were a window. Because I know this, I know I can find the best solution when it comes to stopping a situation letting it fall apart, letting it crash and fall apart, starting anew, or just accepting. There you go. I am the many pieces of life, just like shattered glass is the many pieces that once or a window. Because I know this, I know I can find the best solution when it comes to stopping a situation, letting it crash and fall apart, starting anew, or just accepting. I am whatever the best outcome. In every situation. There you go, folks. Plain and simple, short and sweet for this week. And I leave you with that, so that, you know, as you go through the week, if you want to listen to the show again, go to the archive. It's at the same link where you just got it. Feel free, if you're listening to the archive, to come to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversation Facebook page and make your comment in that pinned thread. You can comment next week if you really want to. I'd rather it was in the Facebook group. It's all up to you. But whatever it is, you know, take a chance on life and decide which is better for you and move forward. Because we're always going to have pieces. There are things that are always going to shatter in front of us. Our dreams, our hopes, our toes, if we kick something, as our toes are exposed out in the summer, more beach life and things like that, and walking barefoot. We're bound to have shattered toes, too. It's okay. You just start over. Take that next step that you need to make. So again, if you are interested in being a guest in the show, if you are living your purpose, please get a hold of me. And I would be happy to schedule you on here. Email me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Go to our Facebook page, our website. Any of that, communicate with me there as well. And if you are someone with products or services, and you don't want to be a guest, or you do want to be a guest, and share those, get a hold of me as well. We do have nothing to ask for. All of that wonderful stuff to me said, I'm going to make this a very short, fairly short show. And tell you all that, you know, we are on the air again every Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And having said all of that, I'm going to take you back again to our theme song, which is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity, the voice of Julian Clark, which you hear, Rachel Martinez, and myself, co-wrote the song. You can find them at TRUETRINITY.com. So until next week, folks, that's pretty much it. If you find what you need, keep you going. Using the affirmations or anything else, it is your guidance system. Until next week, I wish you all soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.